today, the movie gods gave me a reason.
They shined on you?
They shined on me today.
What have you got to say for yourselves?
Be excellent to each other.
Oh.
Party on, dudes.
Bill and Ted are back.
We were supposed this to unite summer. The world and save reality as we know it.
Bill, we've spent our whole life trying to write the song that will unite the world.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just go to the future when we have written it?
Isn't that weird? That's what it's about.
I think it's a great story. I'm already for this.
So Bill and Ted Face the Music. Explain to people what it's about. Like, so what's the premise this time?
Okay, so Bill and Ted, in the first two, it's working up to they write the ultimate song that unites the world.
Okay.
They write the Let It Be for this generation that unites the world and everybody lives in harmony.
Okay.
So by this point now, they're not really writing the great song. They're playing at a club for four people. So they're not really a good band and they're not writing good music.
Yeah, they're playing at like a bowling alley or something. Yeah, right.
Right. So now they have to find out how to write this Let It Be.
Because we need them now more than ever.
Right.
Get from ourselves.
So they're going to go steal the song from themselves.
They're going to go further into the future.
Right.
And steal the song that they've already written from themselves and bring it back till now when we need it the most.
Right. But people are saying online that they should actually get the cure for the coronavirus and bring that back instead of the best song in the world. You know, because our luck, it's going to be like a Coldplay song. I think it's funny that they're still doing it in a phone booth.
I would say that's crazy if it wasn't for the fact that Doctor Who is still using a phone booth.
Oh, really? So they got the same thing in Doctor Who?
Yeah, it's basically a phone booth. They don't call it that. They call it something else. But still, it's basically a phone booth. So, yeah, but that's their time machine. A time machine's a time machine.
If we're stealing it from ourselves, dude.
Okay, so what do you think about the idea that Keanu Reeves and Alex Williams they look amazing, even though they're much older. Mm-hmm. People are saying that this movie franchise is banking on what people are calling the Keanuissance, which is like a renaissance of Keanu Reeves. Why wouldn't they call it a Reevesance? That would make the most sense. But okay, anyway, they're calling it a Keanuissance. Because remember, he's got Matrix and John Wick under his belt now. So people love Keanu Reeves. They can't wait for him to do something else, part of a franchise. So this seems to be this is going to be the movie of the summer, I think.
Alex really wasn't doing anything. You know,
no, he was producing stuff.
Hey, he was not. He was not doing a thing. He hasn't been in anything since Lost Boys.
He's not doing nothing. It's not like he's been sitting on a couch for 30 years.
No, I think Alex has been sitting on his couch since the second one came out. And now he's
looking at the phone. They're going to ring today. What about today? It's got to be today.
Answering every call that's even potential spam. The phone rings. Keanu? No.
Hi, is this Keanu?
Damn it.
Okay. No, sorry. I don't want to upgrade my phone service. Hi, is this Keanu?
No,
sorry, wrong number. Yeah, no, you're right.
It says potential.
Let me ask you a question. So opening day for this movie is August 21st in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
In theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to the movies?
Yes.
I mean, we didn't go to the movies before Corona.
Yes.
Are we going to go? Oh, you're going?
I'm going. I'm there opening day. Mask on. I'm there smiling. This is the only movie I'm seeing this year.
Have you seen what new movie theaters look like now? How they're going to be doing movie theaters moving forward?
No.
Oh, this is amazing, because they've been, a lot of the big theater, like Lowe's or whatever the big franchises are, have been showing what the theaters are going to look like. They pulled out all the seats and they started fresh. So you have two seats and then 6 feet and then two more seats, but it's 6 feet behind you and in front of you. So it's like there's two seats and then it's almost like being in a private theater, like one of those at-home theaters like the celebrities have.
Right.
You know? There's lots of leg room and stuff like that. There's a couple of seats in front that are like for groups of people that come in together, but it's mostly like two, 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 and two.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's kind of weird. It's social distancing, but look, that's better than nothing. I mean, they're not going to be able to pack the theaters.
Well,
they're just going to have more showings, I guess.